Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right, here we go. Good morning. Anyway, it's 7:10. Doing good. We're going to take a look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Toy companies have figured out just how bored we really are. So they're making kids' toys for grown-ups. That's right. Hasbro now has a version of Play-Doh for adults that comes in grown-up scents like overpriced latte, grilled meat, and something they call mom jeans, which is supposed to smell like clean denim. We hope, anyways. I don't know. Maybe it has a totally different smell to it. Oh, mom jeans. Oh. Sales of Barbie dolls and Tonka trucks have more than tripled as well, and they think it's not just kids who are playing with them. Look, I'm all for this, but if you ever see me sitting there on Amazon looking at, like, Tonka trucks, just talk me out of it, okay?
You know, here, I'll take it a step further. If I ever see you sitting Indian style in your living room crashing two Tonkas head-to-head together, hey, Dad. I don't know.
I've officially lost it. Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting there, you know, sitting on my stomach, like with my legs up in the air, kind of kicking, and I'm
kicking them.
Sitting with a Ken and Barbie doll, like, oh, hey, Ken, how are you? I'm good, Barbie. I've officially snapped. COVID has won, and I have lost my frickin' mind. That's where I'm at.
You know what? All my little toys from back in the day, the little action figures and whatnot, you know where the battleground was in the house? The stairs.
Oh, good spot.
I don't
know
why.
Good spot.
But the stairs was nice because it always had different tiers, and you could get some guys up top. And that was just mine. I was always on the stairs as a kid, dude.
It's too bad you didn't fall down those stairs a couple times.
I did a few times. I did.
Explains a lot. But, yeah, apparently adults are reverting back to childhood right now during the pandemic. Odd makers in England believe that the 2020 election is going to be the most bet-on event in history, with a staggering $260 million in wagers so far. That's more than the Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby, NBA Finals, and the Mayweather-McGregor fight put together.
Wow. And so wait, one more time. So that's for the what?
For the election.
Election.
Yeah. Biden, wow. Trump, people are betting on it, man. $260 million. And we're not even to the end. I mean, Tuesday is voting. So I bet you people are going to be throwing money in to the last minute. Yeah. So
I didn't know there was such thing. I guess I really never thought about that.
You can bet on anything. It's amazing. If you find a bookie that is, they will let you bet on anything. If you got the cash, they'll find a way to take it from you. And if not, break your kneecaps in the process. So.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Is it kind of cringy betting on America's future?
I don't think so. I mean, because you can bet on anything. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So unfortunately, we're at the point where we're at that's causing a lot of it. You know, it shouldn't be so controversial and worth betting on. Yeah. But, you know, we put ourselves in the spot. Yeah. You might as well make a little money on it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if I could argue with the guy who steps up and is like, hey, guys. Like, it's not a game, dude. This is not a game. This is like some serious stuff.
Of course it is. But that's the thing is we as Americans have done it ourselves. I have never in my life seen you saw the matchups before the actual debate. It looked like a boxing match. They had Trump. They had Biden face to face, you know, with the.
You're not wrong.
It's unbelievable. We've made it into a sport. We've made it into a sporting event. You know what I mean? So we got one to blame but ourselves.
You got to bet, Brock. You got to bet. Who you betting on?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ah, man. I honestly don't know at this point. I really don't. And I'm not just saying that to avoid any kind of controversy. I'm not sure. I really don't know. This could go either way.
I honestly think a betting man would bet on Trump.
I didn't think Trump was going to win in the first place. If you would have told me 4 years ago that a businessman, a reality TV star, that guy would beat a career politician, I would have said, come on now.
Right.
But who knows? At this point, it's up in the air. I really don't know. But I think that's why the betting is so high. It's because it could be. There's probably going to be some people that are going to make some good money on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see if we can parlay this thing into some big cash. That's what we're going to do. So, what's the over-under on this one?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the over-under? Are they betting on the coin flip, too?
Yeah, Who knows? Are they betting on, like, is someone going to snap? If Trump wins, is Melania going to snap and be like, I can't do this anymore? No! Anyway, we'll see, man, but a lot of money flowing. Lastly, now that we're sweating about a second lockdown this winter, Netflix is jacking up its monthly fees. The standard plan goes up $1 to $14, while premium jumps up to $18, and the basic plan is still just $9.
And they keep jacking it up. Don't stop it, Netflix. Don't do it.
I know.
You're going to lose users. I'm telling you.
Now, here's the thing, all right?
Don't be sneaky about it.
I don't mind the price going up if they keep making awesome original content. Netflix has had some dope original content. They really have. You're right there.
But you know what, Netflix? So you're charging me what now? $18 a month. Here's the thing with the old video stores. It's like I would pay by movie.
Oh, shut up about the
I'm just video. Saying. Oh, there's a lot God. Of times I'm oh. not turning on Netflix, and I'm paying that $18 for what? Nothing?
But now here's the thing, though, is that you also pay for cable. See, for people that don't have cable, like I literally only watch Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime. Like, I have more stuff to watch than I could ever imagine. And we just got that antenna put up for, you know, the Farmer 5 and everything. But I don't mind it, because if that increase does allow them to get more shows, if it does allow them to make better content, then I'm honestly okay with it.
I'm not going to argue with that. They make some great original content.
Yeah. You're just a cheap ass. You're just a cheap ass.
Well, they keep jacking it up. What was it originally? $12?
I can't
$11?
I've actually had Netflix I remember getting DVDs still, which, by the way, you still can. But I remember getting DVDs mailed. I've had Netflix for probably 10 years now.
Is Redbox still a thing?
I think that's starting to peter off a little bit, to be honest.
Because that was a pretty good idea, really.
Yeah.
It was a
brilliant idea, but now that so many people can just go they can either prime it or get people who want to leave the house, especially with the pandemic, we couldn't leave the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I bet your Redbox has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. Anyway.
Interesting.
All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.